And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And do you know what?
What?
I can't be bothered to do the show this week.
Really?
Yeah, I think what we'll do instead is we'll play eight really brilliant songs, have a chat between each one. What do you reckon?
That'll do.
I can't believe we've never played this before. This was a request. I'll tell you about it in a second. Sweatmaster. Sweatmaster, Tony, from their first album, and that's a track called Nothing To Do But Win. It's an absolutely brilliant, as requested by Black Cat,
who
sent a message saying, how come you've never played that? It's brilliant. I went, that's a very, very good point. I'll put it right immediately. And have done.
Wicked.
This is the Iguana Bands underneath us right now. I think he's doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I've got some MySpace and Facebook comments for you, which I'm very, very pleased about. Facebook first.
Okay.
Groups2/Punky, and you'll find your way to the Punky Radio page. I haven't got a fan. We haven't got a fan, but you know, I'm getting a bit pissed off with stand-up comics asking me to be fans of them.
Right, yeah.
So I think if you have a fan page, I just think someone else should be setting it up.
This is
not
true.
You yourself. I think for you yourself to set up a fan page and say, "Come and be my fan." I just find it a bit odd. Anyway. It's a group, it's not a fan page, it's a group, so you choose to join it or not, and please do leave comments if you like, because I've been moaning a bit about how we don't get any comments in that, and quite clearly everyone's pissed off about it, as has been proved by Mark Berglund on Facebook. He says, because you keep bitching about the comments, here's one for you, Paul. Love the show. What do you guys say to some older Dropkick Murphys in the near future? Yeah, maybe.
No.
Maybe. Would you like them?
I don't really know many of them, to be honest with you, any of the tracks.
See, the thing is that I'd have to go to their record company and ask for permission and all that, and I don't know if I'll be bothered. It's very much how I'm feeling. I've got some great news this week as well, really, really brilliant news, but I just don't know whether I'll be bothered to go to the jump through hoops just to play a Dropkick Murphys track. I'd rather bands approach us. Thank you very much, Mark, for asking. That is very kind, and I like people to suggest bands, but it helps very much if you're going to suggest a band, you suggest one that people haven't heard of, that are maybe unsigned or would be keen to be on the show, and then they tend to get in touch with us. It makes it a lot easier that way than me having to go and explain myself to someone who takes fucking weeks and I'm going, oh, bollocks it. Yeah. No.
And everyone's already heard of Dropkick Murphys as well, haven't
they? Yeah, we're not bringing anything to the party playing a Dropkick Murphy. Grow up, Mark.
Well, thanks for the comment.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Ross, this is nice from Ross. This is on Facebook as well. I'll post here so Paul if he has something to say in the Facebook comments section. You're right about the scary cover pick on the Wonk Unit album. Had an interesting moment explaining that one to the wife when I was opening my mail the other day. Top stuff though. 21 tracks for £6. Snagged a Dinosaurs or Wankers t-shirt from them while I was at it. Funnily enough, they threw in a freebie Toy Dolls sticker with the album, and Pete Zulu of Toy Dolls fame owns and cooks in one of my local gastro pubs. Was in there just last night, in fact. So you might fancy a trip out to Boulder next time you're gigging in the tune, Paulie. Snag yourself a fine meal and maybe a punky interview with Mr. Zulu, although I don't know how much tolerance he has for thingies. 66 and 69, 66, 99 is what they called. Exclamation mark. No, apostrophes.
Oh, right.
Those things.
Speech marks.
Speech marks, yeah. He has four speech marks. Fans, speech marks. Anyhow, fan band united, done. Rastasastas.
Cool.
Right, isn't it? But yeah, if I am up that way, man, I will drop in. I will say, hello there, Mr. Zulu. I'd like to point out in advance, I'm not a fan. In which case, can I have an interview? But two comments from MySpace as well, which I'm very, very pleased about. One in relation to last week's show. In fact, both in relation to last week's show, really. MySpace.com/punkyradio. First was coming from Glenn. You might remember Glenn was the one whose mum thought that we were communists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we had this little comment from there. Said, because I said, why did she think that? And he said, I think it's just that part of being anti-American is being a communist. Sorry, there's not much more to it. Glenn, you've let me down. Is that her opinion or your opinion? I don't think being anti-American necessarily makes you communist. That would make pretty much 95% of the world communists. I think if you landed in Afghanistan, went over to the Taliban and went, oh, you communists. They've gone, what the fuck you were talking about? I said, no, we got rid of those idiots 30 years ago. And this from Jeff Ugly Shoes. Paul, you apparently think I have something against Manly Tony, the bespectacled superhero. Nothing could be further from the truth. I worship the ground he walks on. He is the king of all guitar players, and he's more masculine than... Oh, fuck it all. No one's going to buy this bullshit. I like Tony. He's just an easier target than you. Brilliant show, by the way, to both of you. Maybe if Tony lisped less, this is a bit rude, this, he wouldn't sound like such a pole smoker. And if he would actually pick up a check once in a while, no one would think him a cheap bastard. As to masculinity, I have to admit, Tony is a man's man. Really, I do mean a man's man. Maybe even a manly man's man. Your friend, yep, even yours, Tony, Jeff Ugly Shoes. Well, a bit harsh.
A lot harsh.
Does bring me on rather nicely to the fact that I've finally listened to Kuru Radio.
So have I.
Jeff, podcast. I listened to the first two. Didn't mind them, actually. Right, isn't it?
Yeah, I listened to the first two and a half, I think.
So you've gone further than I have.
Yeah.
They've done four or five now. And Jeff is very, very good on it. Not sure about that Dr. Mark weirdo.
No. Off mic thing going on. It was very hard to listen to.
I think that'll just come with time, won't it? That when you're getting together with a new dynamic of three or four of you in a room and one or two will compete for the airwaves, so to speak. But then after time, you fall into your roles. I think we've got it pretty much mixed now. But it takes time, doesn't it? It isn't something that's going to happen overnight. But listen to it for the music and enjoy the chat between it. They're doing something we're not. They're keeping the links a bit fucking shorter. I am trying to work on that this week. I know last week we had one that just went on for way too long. And the show came in at an hour and 20 minutes long, which is too long for this show. So going to try and keep it to an hour this week. The best way to do that is to stop talking. But do check out Kuru Radio, K-U-R-U Radio. Type it into the internet, you'll find it. Yeah. Sound like a deal?
Cool, yeah, do it.
We should start doing something with our website again, so we can put in links up and that. And
probably.
But let's face it, not going to. Do listen to Kuru Radio. Jeff Ugly Shoes is a very funny man. and he's also got excellent tasting music, and he's playing lots of bands that he kind of knows the people in them, so you get a nice little story about each track as well.
Yeah, good radio voice as well. I think he sounds quite
he's got an
good
excellent radio voice. Yeah, excellent radio voice. Do check it out. Right, so I'm going to get on with the next song, if that's right, Tony.
That's cool.
This came through from I can't remember who. I think it was Manila PR. I've had a bit of a... It's a bit of a... Not a weird bunch of music this week, but it's eclectic.
Right,
but this,
okay.
I don't think this track's out yet, but they just said, would you like to play this band? I said, send it through, I'll have a listen. Really liked it. Played it straight on. I can't remember. It may not come out until April. Oh, what I know is, Tony, what, by the way, of course, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet Mill. And now for... This is by a band called The Satellite Towns.
Mm-hmm.
What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Satellite Towns?
No. MySpace.com/The Satellite Towns Music. Problem with you, Tony, you've got tunnel vision. That's The Satellite Towns, Tony. Now, you might think if you listen to the show regularly, that there does appear to be a bit of an absence of straightforward punk on this week's show. Don't worry, it will be showing up shortly. Now, Tone, you're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the page this week. Have you got any podcast added, Paul?
I do. Thank you for all your votes last month. I've actually checked out Podcast Alley chart for, as well as listening to Cure Radio. Got an eye on the ball. We were like in the top 50 podcasts ever on the in the chart. So that's thanks for your vote.
Sorry, pardon.
We was number one music podcast for the month and number 30 in the top 100 podcasts.
Right, but I thought you meant we were top 50 ever in the top 50.
Oh, sorry, no, in the top 50 of all the categories.
Yeah, I was going to say, but
not ever thought.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We normally hold on to sort of between 30 and 40, haven't
we? Yeah. Top.
And I forgot to vote until this evening, but I have done just now.
What is a new
March
month?
March hares. Yeah, you say white rabbits on the first of the month every month except March when you say March hares.
Oh, okay. Never heard that one.
That's because you're an uneducated philistine.
This is true.
But you're very good with numbers.
Yeah. Math and computers. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a new month. So, everyone who voted in February, thank you, but time to vote again. And for those who didn't vote, time to redeem yourself. So go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address, and a subject in a comment if you so wish. Can read them out. Thank you, everyone. Get voting. And here we go. Top five for this week. Ow, 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 ow! The sound of Tony's chomping fingers. Goopa Goopa, hello Smacktards, it's a new month, so here's a new vote. Pooga Poog, Jim Cannamella.
Jim Cannamella.
Thank you very much.
Do you think now every time he says his name, when if he goes into the bank or whatever, he says, hi there, I'm Jim Cannamella. There's a bunch of people behind him go, Jim Cannamella. It would be. Like, have a soundtrack to his life, wouldn't it? Hi, I'm Jim Cannamella. Jim Cannamella. It's a great name. A great man with a great name. Who bought me a bottle of Jack Daniels?
Which makes him even greater, man.
It puts him in the firmament of sainthood.
If I can get my lazy ass to the computer to vote for Punky, anybody can. From Woody B3. Thank you very much, Woody.
Go, Woody B3. I wonder if he ever hangs out with Jim Cannamella. It'll be good, wouldn't it, if we had a few of them. Go, Woody, go, 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 Woody, go, go. Woody B3. Hey, Jim. Jim Cannamella. Jim Cannamella. Woody B3. Sorry.
That'd be cool. A monthly vote from the land of the ice and snow where the midnight sun and the hot springs blow. The hammer of the
Scotland.
The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new lands and unite fans and bands across the lands. Eric Trondheim, Norway.
Eric, you legend. Eric Arlov, the man from Trondheim.
Male nurse.
That is nice to think.
Punky
is
a Max.
Figment of your imagination.
Yeah?
No such thing as a male nurse, is it?
This is true. Yeah. Punky is Maximus.
Like unicorns. I will let you say Punky's Maximus in a minute, I promise.
Okay. Unicorns don't exist.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm going to stop it with the phone.
Punky's Maximus. Punky rocks. Punky rolls. Punky still rolls. Learn it, live it, love it, Smacktards. From Cybercrime. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Cybercrime. You're absolutely right, of course.
Yeah.
But let us know what your favourite bands are that play on the show.
Yes, true. I think the only person that's really done that is Bill. The Great Bill from New York.
Did Anne do that as well?
Oh, actually, yeah, Anne might have done it.
It seems to be our more senior listeners that are on.
They Bill, listen you know. More. They listen. Yeah. Pay attention. They do what they're told.
I like to think of them as mature students.
Yeah. Finally, Goopa Goopa. Here you go, you bunch of Smacktards. Here's your obligatory vote for the month, so you can quit hassling me now. Or I will come round to the Highwayman's Lodge and scoff up the pair of you. A poog a poog. Christopher the Ninth Ramon Till.
Bit Chris, harsh. I might like that. I might like it.
I'm not in the Highwayman's Lodge, so you're not going to find me there.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be solo skull fuckery for you, Chris.
That's it. Podcast on.
Thank you all so much for voting for us. We do appreciate it. I know we ask it every month, but it's just nice. It's a nice way to get comments in it. Mm. It helps out a bit. And sometimes, as a direct result of it, we get people like the lovely Mikey emailing us. So, saying, hey, just check you out on Podcast Alley. got some serious talent working on that track. Time for song three. This week, this is another one that is just kind of, I think this just came through as a direct email, came from, hi, can we play, will you play us on our show? And I went, yeah, send us something, and they did. I haven't got the CDs to hand this week, I'm not at liberty to explain why, but all the bands should be on our MySpace page, so the thing to do is go to our MySpace page and find them, or alternatively, go direct to their MySpace pages. This band's a band called The Straight Laces. What's their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/straightlaces.
How are you spelling straight?
S-T-A-I-T. S-T-R-A-I-T.
Too late. It is S-T-R-A-I-T laces. MySpace.com/straightlaces. Not really controversially, you made a typical spelling error. I'm having it because I don't know how the rest of the show's going to go. Probably be on the internet too. Tony Wong, this is Where the Wolf Roam. Straight Laces. That's the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony. I've just set fire to my thumb.
Oh, you don't do that.
Ow. Stop saying it's got me on fire. Ow. Right. My thumb is no longer on fire. You'll be relieved to hear. I have got some really good news. I don't know whether to tell you now or whether to tell you later on in the show, but it concerns an Australian band on a world tour who may or may not be dropping into the home as Lodge in a few weeks' time. Very excited. Now, Tony, there's something else I was going to say as well. Oh, yeah. I know that February always goes fast.
Yeah.
It's only got 28 days, 29 in leap year, I've discussed. But this month has gone particularly fast for me. Have you thought that as well? February's just vanished.
Yeah.
Just vanished.
Well, this year's already leaping along.
Well, February particularly for me, but I was trying to work out why. And then I remembered that for the first half of it, I was drunk.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because I had six birthday dues. It's from January the 31st to February the 13th. I can't remember a thing about them. So it has just been a very truncated month for me. Something I hope isn't truncated, Tony. Something I hope is offering a full length.
Okay.
The question I'm going to ask you now, do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far. As always, you know, running low, and again, I am running very, very, very low. There's a good chance of it drying up, I'm afraid. So, if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. This is quite a relatively long one, from Mark B., who I think is Shaggy's Music on Podcast Alley. Hi, Mark.
What's he talking about? Not, there's a podcast called Shaggy's Music, is
it? No, some of the comments we've had past couple of weeks.
Oh, sorry, right.
I got Music.
Very confusing.
Okay. I do confuse.
Hello, Shaggy.
This is from Mark B. So, hello, hello. Been trying to find a...
Hello.
Been trying to find
it's
a better
punky
twat
radio
for you guys. More, find a better twat than this one, but it will have to do for now. A week ago was Valentine's Day. Already a bad start. I hate the damn holiday. Having to be romantic more so than any other day. Why not be that way without the holiday? Oh well. The day before, Saturday, I went out with a few friends to a local park nearby. We were going to drink. And for once, I was not going to have to buy drinks at all. But, alas, I had to buy the chaser, since we were dealing with Sailor Jerry's and the captain, making it a pirate's night. Arr, ye.
Arr.
Usually makes a fun night. There was no thank you for getting it. We get to the park and I'm asked for an extra sweatshirt, which I happily gave to a friend, and used my rain jacket instead of my favourite sweatshirt. So we're trying to find somewhere to sit and drink. I knew the park inside and out and go to this little secluded area that no one can see us at. They don't want to sit there, but for some reason sit somewhere else. We drink and have a kind of good time. However, I'm bored out of my mind and want to walk around the park. What could be better, being leathered and walking around a dark, wooded park? Well, another part was that I was annoyed by the stupid conversation going on. So I'm saying I'm going for a walk if anyone wants to join me. I started walking for a good 30 minutes, still heard nothing from them. And even though I could hear them yelling and talking from where I was, noticing that it was very quiet, I get a text saying, "Come back to the car." I'm enjoying my walk, and so I asked why. The response was, "We're leaving." My response again, "Why?" No response. So I send another message saying, "Could you leave my sweatshirt under my car so I can have it back?" Response, "We're already at this person's house." My response, "Fucking shit, what the fuck?" We've been gone for 20 minutes. After doing another bit of drunken sober math, they left 10 minutes after I went on my walk and didn't bother to tell me or make sure I was okay before leaving, and the text messages were all within about 5 minutes of each other. So no matter, if I had gone with them, they would not have been there. Now my sweatshirt is still missing till this day, I don't have it. The next day I asked what was up with what happened, they all responded that I was being rude, which was not true, which was not the case. I do remember everything that happened, okay, I say I was tipsy, not leathered, but either way. I spent all day in the house and that was my only time going out and doing anything. I left to go to the park at 7, returned home sober and pissed off at 10 p.m. What a great way to start my Valentine's Day weekend. So I nominate Michael, Summer and Ryan as big sweaty douchebag twats.
Little
location
very...
though. You failed on that point.
The location is in the park.
The park. Good point. So that's fair enough. You ready?
So you might see him yourself in a bit of time.
This is true, from outside my window. While looking at parks.
As I look out of my window. I love that song. You know that song?
No, what's that one?
Oh, must be the season of the witch. Yeah. Oh, Donovan. You crazy. Like, must be the season of the witch. Bing, ding, ding. Here I go. Oh, bing, ding, ding. Oh, what's that?
That's beautiful.
Thank you. So, as I look out of my window, you've got to hear it, Tony. It's a crazy one.
Is it called Season of the Witch?
Season of the Witch by Donovan, yeah.
Okay, cool. I will do. Ready for this swap?
I am.
So, Michael, Summer and Ryan from the park
is a twat.
Thank you very
absolutely
much.
Absolutely fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. Please keep the twats coming. Tony likes twat. Tony likes twat. I like TVI. Unfortunately for all concerned, it means we're going to play another track of now. This is from their album Nice People from Memory. There's about 500 songs on it. They're all just over a minute long, so this one is short. I'll ask you now, what's TVI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TVI official.
Is it, or is it TVI Punk? I've written it down wrong.
I can't remember. I know it wasn't TVI.
It's not TVI, is it? I've just got typed in as TVI. I think it might be TVI Punk.
Okay.
Don't know. It could be TVI Official. I'll tell you what, Tony. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure. They will be on our MySpace page, so check out our MySpace. Our MySpace top friends. You know, we go straight through to them. This is quite apt after my fucking up there. This is Cuckoo Clock. That's TVI Cuckoo Clock from their fabulous album Nice People. Make sure you check them out. Where are they from? Sweden?
I can't remember.
I think they're from Sweden, aren't they?
I think so.
Do check them out. I would recommend getting this album. One of those. I know I recommend to buy a lot of albums, but this one, I think if you're into punk rock at all, it's kind of melodic. And actually this one, I found this song not dissimilar to Machine Gun Etiquette by The Damned.
Okay.
Just a thought. Just a thought. Now, Tony, I don't reckon over the last week that you have probably managed to retain any information about those wonderful people at GoDaddy, have you?
No.
Probably best that I refresh your memory to the tune of Chromosoma 3 on the basis that I haven't updated the bed yet.
Yeah, please do.
Well, essentially, GoDaddy are a web service provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves, after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's...
PUNKY8!
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of my exchange related baby.
And there is now a PUNKY9 code, that's...
PUNKY9!
Which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits!
Thank
yet
you.
Another code. PUNKY25, that's...
PUNKY25?
It's 25% off orders of over £65. Buggeration. As if that wasn't enough. PUNKY20H, that...
PUNKY20H?
Gives 20% off hosting plans. And PUNKY SSL, that's...
PUNKY SSL?
Which finally will give you a standard SSL certificate for just £12.99. That's £13 minus 1p. This is one of my bugbears about sales. But, oh, it's only 12 quid. No, it's not. It's £13 minus 1p. Still a great deal. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Kapow, kapow.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm hoping that'll go now. Go then.
Okay.
Oh, it's gone now. Not you. So, time for song 5. Very happy about this. We have been hearing from Misspelt 2.0 quite a bit recently. here and there, having gigs on and doing the whatever and all that. And we were asked if we had any misspelled 2.0, weren't we, a few weeks back in podcast only, I think. I've dug out the EP. This is a song I don't think we played off it. Enjoy, Friends Like You. Misspelled 2.0, Tom. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ the misspelled 2.0.
No, you're not far off. That was a MySpace page for them, but the one that you want to go to is MySpace.com/ misspelled and then 2, the number 2, point zero as words, POINTZERO, which is their proper one that they're checking all the time. So I don't know whether they redid it or whatever, but anyway, but that's right. It. Misspelled 2.0 with the 2, the number 2.0 as letters. Misspelled is spelled MISPELT. Do check them out. Excellent punk band from the South Midlands, aren't they?
I can't remember. It might be, yeah.
They're from the South Midlands, I think. North Ants or Peterborough or something like that. Anyway, thank you very much, Misspelled 2.0. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, I noticed some sad news about the Emos, and in conjunction with that, I noticed they had a couple of gigs on, and I remember saying to you, this might be a good subject for Tony's
International Gig Guide. Yes. So, it just seems that they're splitting up and they've only got 2 gigs left. Ever. Apparently.
Very sad, isn't it?
So, this is from their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/ The Emos. And they have 2 gigs. The 5th of March, this Friday, at the Pack Horse.
Tony.
Yeah?
Just when it was Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 2. You've gone and given away my next question on the MySpace.
Oh, right. No excuse for getting it wrong, then. That's cool.
You've kind of already got it right, haven't you?
Cool. Hey, this Friday, 5th of March, the Pack Horse in Leeds. They're on tour with Joey Terrifying in Zapian. And then the day after, Saturday the 6th of March, at the Rigger in Stoke, with Joey Terrifying again, Rising Strike, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, Sense of Urgency, and Beat the Red Light. That's probably going to be...
Sounds like a good gig. That's a proggy radio
lineup. That's not skanking kind of night, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
So that's going to be a great night, and looks like their last gig. So, lots of reasons to go to that. The Rigger, 6th of March in Stoke.
No, I'm going to miss prices. The emo.
Yeah.
Shame you're going to miss them very much. Do check out their MySpace page, which is...
myspace.com/theemos.
Which is making it 3-3 right now, which is cool. Well, that's all for this bit. Should we get on with the next one? I'm a bit sad, really.
Yeah.
But it seemed only fitting that we should play an emo's track on the back of that to celebrate their demise. This was one that came through from their latest downloadable EP. This is the emo's. This is B-side. The emos. Do you know what? It would be nice if they maybe got back together at some point or kind of had a bit of an hiatus and then thought, oh, do you know what? I miss being in this band. Let's get it going again, because they are good, and I'd hate to think that the Northwest particularly would be bereft of the emos nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to do things the other way around to normal, Tony, here. In the last two sections of the show, as a rule, in this section, I'll tell you about my weekend just gone. Mm-hmm. Then the next section, I'll tell you about the weekend coming up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it the other way around. I'm going to tell you about the weekend coming up now, or what I'm doing this week, and then you let us know what you're up to as well. Because you have things going on, man. I know that. This week, Tuesday night, I am in Chichester. I'm doing Chichester University, or the university, or whatever it is, in Chichester. And I'm on with a comic called Barry Castagnoli, who's very, very good indeed. Wednesday night, I'm doing a gig in Bishop Stortford. Thursday night, I'm in Tavistock. Now, the reason that I'm not telling you where it is in Tavistock is that I can't believe there's a lot going on in Tavistock on Thursday night, and it should be fairly easy to find me. Similarly, Friday night, I'm in Blackwood again in South Wales, which you might remember I thought was a war Betsy Coed. Mumble yeah. Up. So I am very excited about going back to Blackwood. So that's what I'm doing this week. What are you up to?
Well, we've just got the new flat, so I think we're going to be moving in over the week. Just and decorating, tidying, buying furniture. So it's all go on that front. So interesting week.
Finding secret tunnels to the sheriffs.
Exactly.
In the castle, because you've left the forest for revolution from within.
Yeah. Watching the park, you know.
Yeah, within sight of the castle walls.
Yeah.
That's quite exciting, really. Watch out for boiling oil when you're walking into town. Yeah. So, any news? Oh, I haven't heard anything about your bands recently. Anything going on there?
Right and Pink, we're just currently whoring ourselves out trying to get some gigs. So hopefully some Time Mill gigs upcoming, and we're going to do the Cavern. But no actual dates booked in yet. We're just starting to get ourselves sorted. It's been we had a bit of a month off over Christmas, so, and that's all been a bit
of a long month. It's March.
Yeah, we started back again in January, and then this past month's been nothing been happening. It's been a bit busy. But yeah, it's a bit disappointing, really. I'm getting a bit ready for some music.
Yeah, I bet your fingers are getting itchy, aren't they?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. So I'm hoping something happens. If not, I'm going to have to maybe get my acoustic out and do something myself.
Oh, Jesus, don't
I know. Me. Exactly. That's, yeah. And the world's just not ready for that yet.
It'll end up on It's a Frog's Life. You should do that, Tom. You should do an acoustic number and send it to Graham.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I just need to write one. But we'll do.
Did you watch any of them? Have you been watching any of the Winter Olympics at all?
No. Watching only bits on the news that come up. I think we saw it was 18th or something.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was brilliant. I did want USA to beat Canada in the final of the ice hockey game.
Yeah.
After beating them in the group stages, I thought this would be nice. Also, I did particularly enjoy the Swedish women, obviously, beating the Canadian women to gold. I think it was the Swedish. Beating the Canadian women to gold in the ladies' curling.
Oh, the ladies' curling.
It was just a great finish. It was an absolutely fantastic finish. It was a tearjerker. It was like, oh, it was up there with, what's that film called? Chariots of Fire.
Oh, right.
It's up there with Chariots of Fire. For the tears of my eye. And a lengthening of my rod.
I do enjoy curling. I don't know why.
I'm glad you finished that, because I do enjoy following up the lengthening of my rod. If you said, I do enjoy the lengthening of your rod, I said, like, really, I'm looking for a new co-host. So time for song 7. Now, Tony, what I would like to point out here is that we are talking over the top of this record.
Okay.
And I've called it a record. How old am I? We're talking over the top of this track, and we'll be talking over the end of it. Because this doesn't come out for a while.
I can you'll hear notice it now. There it is.
You'll notice in the little notes that I made, it said, talk over start and end.
Yes.
Because this song isn't out for a while, and I know they've only got a sampler of the track on their MySpace page, which I'll ask you about after the song, I thought it best that we kind of talk over the start and end just to protect it even more than we would normally. This is Project, not the project you're thinking of, another project, but bizarrely spelled the same way without the hyphen. The Compass. We'll be right back. And then she said, well, not on a first date, but if you bring the wellies, I'll take you seriously.
Oh God. Hey.
Oh, oops. That was Project and the Compass there, and it's not released for a while, but you will be able to check it out on their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/projectband.
No, myspace.com/projectnorth, and Project is spelled P-R-O-J-E-K-T, North. Probably be the internet for Tony 3, possibly more to come from Project in future weeks. They may like to be called Project, I don't know. You're listening to Chop Chops. No, you're not. What have I done here? Oh, did I mention the Dead... No, where am I? Did I mention the Dead 60s in the last bit?
No.
Well, you did a great job with the bed there.
Thank you.
You're now listening to the Chop Chops underneath us.
Okay.
And it is time now for me to recap what I got up to last week, because it was quite funny, really. Last Thursday, I didn't think I had a gig until the middle of the afternoon, when I was suddenly asked to go to Up the Creek in Greenwich to host a new act night. I haven't played that gig in a decade.
Oh, wow.
And I really enjoyed it. It was really good fun. It was really nice to be back and met some really brilliant people down there. A lot of the acts were really good fun, nice audience. It was just all nice, basically. I thought that would be in addition to the gig I had on Friday, which was in Basingstoke. However, that gig was cancelled. No matter, because the day that gig was cancelled, which was on the Wednesday or something, I got another email saying, would you like to do a gig in Brentwood on Friday for the same money? And it's close. I went, yes, please. Then the next morning, that was cancelled as well. Like, so I ended up with Friday night off. Now, bearing in mind that I had to go to Dumfries, or as I'm calling it, Thick Chips, on the Saturday. When I found out who was on, my mate Silky was on. Now, he lives in Leeds. So I got in touch with him. I said, listen, do you want me to drive you up there? I'll come on Friday night. We'll have a few beers. And then... on the Saturday we'll drive to Scotland and back, and then I'll start yours again. He went, yeah, brilliant. So I drove up there Friday, and we went out to a pub called The Regent in Chapel Allerton, which is really good fun. And then we went for a brilliant curry. And the reason the curry was so brilliant was because we'd both forgotten to go to the toilet in The Regent and had several pints of real ale. And while I was waiting in the curry house, he said, I've got to go for a piss. So he nips down the side of the curry house. There's an alleyway down there opening out into a car park, and he came back in several minutes later and said to me, oh great, the piss, great, on the left, great. And I was desperate and I didn't know what he meant, and I went down there, and on the left there was this brilliant grate in the concrete floor of the car park, this huge grate that you could stand on and wee down. It was brilliant, and it was so deep that you couldn't hear it down the bottom, so it was like a silent ninja piss.
Nice.
It was absolutely fantastic. And I'm there as well, and I'm having a piss going, oh, great. So, this great is dry. Oh, what a... It was the perfect pre-curry piss. It was fantastic. I know that we shouldn't be saying, have a wee outside. It is technically against the law. But it's late at night, it's in an alley, and you're not leaving any mess. You're going straight into a drain, aren't you?
Yeah. True.
So I think it's kind of all right. It's still a little bit above what the French do. Right, and that's why I've got confused about where I am now. I understand that this is, in fact, the Dead... No, it's not. What am I talking about?
Yeah, Dead 60s was the last time.
Was the last bit. I've got really confused now. Yeah, oh, sorry, I am into last. Good Lord, I'm not changing things around again. I lose it. So, yeah, so we had a brilliant piss, then we had a brilliant curry, then we drove up... The next day, we drove up to Dumfries, a.k.a. Thick Chips. Long drive, Tony, long drive, going to another country.
Yeah.
And we got there and were confronted by a three girls strong 15-year-old bottle fight going on outside the venue. We got into Jumping Jacks, and bless them, there were 15 people there in a room that holds 1,000.
Nice.
Didn't I feel like a right rock star? As I said, Dumfries, are we ready to rock? And 15 people sat on plastic chairs down the front went, I'll just make this laugh a bit, will you? It was an exercise and a complete waste of time. I didn't dare get my recording device out to ask for any Purple Burger alarms. We just got in the car and drove back as quickly as possible. Got back to his in Leeds about 1:30, stayed over. Then the next... And we recreated everything but the piss. We had beer and curry again. Then the next morning, I got up. Yeah, check me out, get up in the morning. Drove home. because I had to get ready for Dolly Remix Show, which was brilliant last night. Absolutely fantastic show. Possibly the best one we've had yet, I don't know. All the acts went down really well. The audience were absolutely fantastic. The sandwiches were different class, and there was the addition of scones, which all the girls loved. Nat, the evil lesbian, was on super top form, told a very, very funny joke. Nice to see her back without a poo problem she had last month. And the reason that I've left this till last is because the last track tonight, Tony, is by a band you've heard of before, Bridget Handley, Dark Shadows. Now, what have they got to do with Dolly Remix, you might be thinking? I'll tell you. We have, as of this afternoon, gotten confirmed for our Sunday, April the 25th Dolly Remixture is going to be headlined by Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows on the British leg of their world tour.
That's ace.
That is truly fantastic. And I'd already got a good lineup for that night as well, so I'm just really, really looking forward to it. So do check out myspace.com/DollyRemixture for more information about that. Or you can go to the Facebook group groups.to/DollyRemixture and find out more there. We've got a great show coming up there in March as well. Right, time for the last song. And it is, of course, Bridget Handley in the Dark Shadow, the lovely Bridget Tone. Mm. Oh, you like him, actually, don't you?
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. Dark
Shadow. No, I mean, you like the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to be staying in my flat, mate.
Nice.
I haven't got a flat, mate. They're not going to be staying in the bloke. They're staying in my flat, my friend. Yeah, but they've got some road crew with them who are probably boyfriends and husbands or whatever, so I'll get nowhere, but it's nice to be able to say it. So I am looking forward to seeing them. More than that, I'm looking forward to hearing this song. This is from their EP. I think it's called Stand Off, which I haven't got to hand, as I haven't explained, but I haven't anyway. I'm very excited about seeing them live. I think they're a really great band. They're also doing a gig in Peterborough and a gig at The Gaff on Holloway Road in London, and I'll have more information about those gigs close to the time, but I do want to point out that they're doing a few gigs and they're managing to slot me in, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
They are managing to slot me in. This is the last track on their EP, which I believe is called Stand Off, but again, Dynamic Close Hand. What do I know, is Tony? What is Bridget Handley and Dark Shadows MySpace?
MySpace.com/ Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows?
No, I think it's just Bridget Handley.
Oh,
I think, but I'm not absolutely sure, so I'll tell you what, I'll give neither of us a point for that. They are on a MySpace page, so I win 4-3, ha ha ha. And this is Time to Fight Back.
Accepted it for way too long. You had a soul, yeah, we can talk, not even when you're gone.
Well, you push around, clap it down, and it's time to fight back. Manipulate, violate, now you're under attack. Well, enough, enough, you're not so tough, we're gonna stand our ground. We've seen the cracks, we're shouting back and turning things around. Time to fight back.
That's been a tight show, hasn't it, Tony?
They're that
tight.
Has. Yeah.
Oh, they're a tight band. All the way from Australia, direct to the Highwoman's Lodge. Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows. Oh. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Obviously, there's things we do. The most important thing we ask every week at the end of the show, please do review us at iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
You can go to punkyradio.com because on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page on it. You can log in there and review us. 5 stars only. And we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. And if you don't already, you can subscribe to the show from there as well, which is a great way to listen to us.
Yes, and I would also like to thank the internet radio stations that carry our show. They are
Hussy Skunk from hussyskunk.com, Wicked Radio, which is wickedradio.org, and Roach Radio, myspace.com/roachradio.
And I think it's probably about time we did a bit of a review of those stations. I was wondering, Tony, if you wouldn't mind perhaps having a look at what's on their lineups for the day, any day that we're on. Maybe we could just have a little run through it next week. Is that right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, will you get a chance to do that?
Yeah.
Brilliant, okay. Well, that's something to look forward to. And I promise in return to do a review of Marcus's fabulous podcast, XY Rocks. There you go, there's a deal.
Excellent.
There's a deal. If you can have a look at their show timetables, their what's ons, their thingies that I'll go, their schedule, that would be brilliant. Anything else we want people to do? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I'd like your comedy suburbs to poorlybeat@punkyradio.com. I'd like your poetry corners to poorlybeat@punkyradio.com. You would like twat, wouldn't you, Tony?
Yes, tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do send them.
I think it's nice to finish this show on a twat. Say yeah. Goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.
Your guns.